was done by my son creating his own music. I went to him and I said, yo, I need something fire. And that's what he came up with. So shout out to my son. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for taking the time to listen to another edition of Beyond Fear, the podcast. I'm your host, Dwight Vidal, and I am thankful that you have taken the time to be here with us. Today, I wanted to talk about a question that I've been chewing on for the past few days. As I engage in equity work, I have been thinking about what's at stake. I'm currently reading Unapologetic by Charlene Caruthers, and she has a line in there that reads, "All people must see themselves in the work and have something at stake." And I read that quote, and I've just been chewing on it, trying to figure out, like, why am I invested in equity work? Why am I invested in creating environments and communities and systems that are equitable, that allow for people to be seen, heard, and valued? What's at stake for me? And as I sit and think, I think of my son. I think of his young black personhood that this country imagines to be a threat. And he is far from that. I think about my wife and her ability to dream, to create a world in which she can do the thing that she is most passionate about and is most fulfilled. I think about my family and just wanting the best for them. I think about my friends who are like family in many ways, my chosen family. And I start to think about my community and folks that I don't know. And I've been thinking a lot about my friends who have recently had babies. I don't know if right now I'm in my late 30s and many of my friends are in that same age range. And many of them are having kids, some for the first time, some are, you know, their third and fourth kid. And I'm just thinking to myself, what is the future going to look like for these children? Many of whom are black and brown. Many of whom, because of their skin tone, because of the amount of melanin in their skin, will be treated differently in our society. There's a great article written by Marilyn Fry, who's a feminist thinker and activist, called The Systemic Birdcage of Sexism. And anytime I start to think about why I do this work or what's at stake for me, I often find myself returning to her words. And I want to read for you all briefly the opening paragraph. "The root of the word oppression is the element press, the press of the crowd, pressed into military service to press a pair of pants, printing press, press the button. Presses are used to mold things or flatten them or reduce them in bulk, sometimes to reduce them by squeezing out the gases or liquids in them. Something pressed is something caught between or among forces and barriers which are so related to each other that jointly they restrain, restrict, or prevent the thing's motion or mobility. Mold, immobilize, reduce." So when I think about what's at stake, I think, according to Marilyn Fry, what's at stake is our freedom. What's at stake is our ability to practice self-determination, to be able to move and dream and do the things that we want to do. Instead, this country, our society, forces people to exist within very strict boxes that reduce us, that flatten us, that literally suck the light the energy, our spirit from us. And that is why I'm invested in this work, to give people the opportunity to experience freedom so that they don't feel like they have to shrink, but rather can expand, can dream, can be all that they want to be and much more. How can we work together to create a space that isn't focused on reducing, right? But much more in elevating. How can we work to create spaces that celebrate people's identities and encourage them to explore? I oftentimes think about what my life would have been like if I had the ability to explore beyond the boxes of what it means to be a Black male growing up in the late 90s. And that's my deepest, most sincere dream and wish and desire for my son, for those babies that I have yet to meet, for my family, for my wife, for my friends, for my school community. Can we create spaces that allows our students, our colleagues, the faculty and staff, the administration to be and have that freedom to be versus being constricted? So I'll end today's episode with the question that I would like for you to consider. What's at stake for you? Why are you involved in equity work? And as always, remember, do something dope for yourself today.